This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm joined in the studio by
Frida Liu,
Arvind Viraj.
So today, we're going to be looking at a topic about why employers should be optimizing job ads for mobile. Apparently, there's a trend for people applying for jobs using their mobile rather than their laptop. Kind of makes sense, right?
Yes, but I guess we're of that era where it just doesn't feel right. I need both hands on the keyboard, right?
Well, we managed to speak to Derek Toe. He's the founder and CEO of WOB. We'll have a chat with him a little bit later on. And funnily enough, what you've just said, Frida, kind of rings true. Yeah. So that's what we'll be starting off with. That's the main story of today. Then we'll be moving on to, you'll probably benefit from a weekly self-evaluation, something we've kind of toyed with before, the idea of this. Wrapping up with how Microsoft wants people to hack their cloud.
They want people to hack their cloud.
It seems completely opposite to what we normally do when we talk about how Microsoft don't want people to hack anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, why employers should be optimizing job ads for mobile. This is a piece I got from Fast Company. More and more candidates are using cell phones to look for jobs. So you've probably heard it at talent acquisition conferences, if you go to such things, in industry articles, and maybe even from your boss. Mobile recruiting is on the rise, and it's time to adapt. There's some research from Glassdoor, and they've shown that mobile use in the job search isn't just around the corner. It is decidedly here now, and companies that aren't focusing on making the best possible mobile experiences for interested job seekers are missing out on a significant portion of the talent pool. So how big is mobile? If you're particularly forward-thinking, you may have already suspected that mobile use in the job search was on the rise. After all, since the launch of the first iPhone in 2007, smartphone ownership has exploded to 77% of US adults, according to a 2018 survey by the Pew, I like saying that word, Research Center. And given the ubiquity of smartphones, many people are abandoning desktops altogether in order to embrace the more portable and economical option. Hmm. I'm going to argue about that economical option because smartphones nowadays
are not cheap.
Mm-hmm. So first question, who is the mobile job seeker? Now, although there are a few particular groups that rely on mobile devices for their job search more heavily than others, blue-collar workers, for example, a significant degree of smartphone use is present across nearly every demographic, industry, and job title. So the most glued to their smartphones are what we might think are Gen Z and millennials. Not entirely true. 55% of users in the 35 to 44 year old age group are making use of mobile devices in their job search. Now, hurdles in the mobile job search, despite their prevalence, the mobile job search is not without its challenges. They are saying that mobile job seekers successfully complete 53% fewer applications and take 80% longer to complete each application, underscoring the current challenges of applying to jobs on mobile devices. Some takeaways from employers. They are predicting that mobile job search usage will only increase in the years to come. So employers who are not creating a user-friendly experience risk alienating a significant portion of the labor pool. You've got to understand your audience. You've got to keep it short. You've got to test it for yourself to see if it works. What do we think about this?
Why 80% longer to complete each application? Because it's easier to type out the longer questions using a keyboard.
Keyboard.
Yes. Yeah.
I think Derek Toe might have an answer for that a little bit later on. What would you think?
Well, you know, okay. So job search, I can sort of look for a job search, but I think if I'm to apply for a job, I still go back to the laptop. Like job search on the mobile. Oh yeah, this looks interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But when to apply for a job, right? It just seems so flippant. I don't know. Maybe my mind frame, I'm not fully focusing on it somehow when I'm on my phone.
That's a very interesting point and something that Derek echoes a little bit later on.
Okay.
So what we do is we search for the job using our mobile device. And more often than not, when we come to apply for that job, we'll put the phone down and we'll pick up the laptop or we'll sit at the laptop and actually apply for it. Because it's two different mindsets, right?
Yeah. Because it's more, I think you're just at ease, you know, typing on more things about yourself on, like I said, a physical key, like an old school keyboard, like a computer keyboard, instead of like the one that you have in your phone. Because it just seems more casual or more, like less serious when you do it on your phone, right?
It's like booking flights.
Yes. I'm, you know, I'm exactly the same. Even though they're like, you've got an app for that now. I'm like, no. If I'm booking a flight, I need to be on a laptop.
Right.
And that's really...
No, but that's because the app isn't optimized. Like, you look at the the apps that you have for flight booking and stuff. Most of the time, it's either... it has like a weird scrolling feature, so not everything falls on the same page. Mm. You have to, you know, the scroll function isn't optimized for all phones. So you feel like some of the fields are out of view. So I think the same thing applies for when it comes to jobs.
So it's not my fault.
Yeah, it's none of our fault. Let's blame the company.
No, but truth be said, like I was just recently doing this, right? Just making flight bookings and all sorts of things, and I'm ending up researching something else to make sure that I've made the right booking. So I'm opening a couple
multiple tabs,
which is just easier on the laptop, right? I can see better on a laptop than on my phone.
That's it.
Some apps will also, if you want to make payments and then you get your TAC, so you'll have to sort of minimize the app and then get your TAC and then come back to that. But when you do that, a lot of times, I don't know how the newer apps work, but like a couple of years ago, I did that and the app just restarted and said that your payment has timed out.
Correct.
I didn't time out. I had to close it to get the TAC. So it isn't optimized for mobile.
Yeah.
I think the same thing would happen for job applications. You need the forms to be big enough, wide enough, easy enough for them to read so that when they're putting in their strengths, their weaknesses, what they're looking forward to, it's easy on the eye of the person typing it. So they are more confident sending the resume in, which it looks better on the desktop because you're able to get like a wider view and, you know, you're able to spell check better. I think that's why most people just don't use their mobile phones.
Hold that thought then. We have to take a short break. We've got some music coming up right now. When we come back, continuing this conversation, of course, we will be speaking to Derek Toe, the founder and CEO of WOB. They are a job search platform that specializes in creating an engaging experience for young talent, Gen Y and Gen Z. That's all coming up after these messages. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yavaraj.
Frida Liu.
If you'd like to join our conversation today, 018-789-8899 is the number to get us on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram. We are at
BFM Radio.
See, yesterday. Not yesterday, the day before. Was it the day before?
Yesterday.
He was a little bit edgy, you know, when I asked him that. He's like, I'm not entirely sure what it is.
I was a bit nervous. You put me on the spot.
I did put him on the spot. He was being so wriggly. I was trying to pin him down on a topic, and he's like, I'm not having that. And just, you know what it's like sometimes, Frida. Anyway, let's not beat about the bush. Let's get back to the topic in hand. Why employers should be optimizing job ads for mobile. It seems more and more candidates are using cell phones to look for jobs. We've given you some... We gave you some figures there. We told you some of the things that you can do. You know, why or who is a mobile job seeker? I thought maybe it would be Gen Y and Gen Z, and it turns out that, you know, 35 to 44-year-olds are quite prevalent in there. Understanding your audience is important. Keeping it short is important. Testing it yourself to see if the advertisement works is important. So we managed to get hold of this guy, Derek Toe. He's the founder and CEO of WOB, a job search platform that specializes in creating an engaging experience for young talent, Gen Y and Z, to find the right employer. They've won multiple awards. So we sat down, had a bit of a chat with him, and I asked him a couple of questions. Number one is, what's the difference between applying for a job on mobile versus applying for a job on a laptop? Shall we have a listen?
Mm-hmm.
This is what he had to say.
The first obvious difference is you're looking at a small screen versus looking at a big screen, right? So mobile phones generally have small sizes. Yeah, I know they're getting a bit bigger, but it's nowhere close to looking at something on a laptop screen. So that's one of the first differences. The second thing is someone that's on their mobile is probably, you know, out and about, they're outside, they're moving around, you know, whereas someone that's on their laptop, they're probably indoors, you know, they're sitting on, you know, probably on a desk or a table. Where versus someone that's actually on their mobile, they might be sitting on the sofa, they might be standing around, you know, so the mentality is also different, right? Because that also means that someone that's looking at something on their mobile might just be browsing, you know, versus someone that's using a laptop might be doing serious work, or they're thinking like, you know, I'm doing serious work. So that also leads to the difference in terms of duration, right? Because if I'm on mobile, it's very likely I'll be looking at something for a couple of minutes and then I'll be doing something else. Whereas if I'm in front of my laptop, I might spend an hour staring at the screen doing something. And in terms of behavior, what we notice is, you know, when people interact or engage with something on mobile, you know, a lot of decisions are made a little bit faster because they don't use a lot of time. They, you know, people tend to ignore things that don't look very interesting very quickly, right? And if something's not built to look good on mobile, you know, that's, you know, they also ignore those things, and that's how they make their decision. And, you know, if something's too long or like too much detail that's unnecessary, then, you know, they won't read it either. So that's one of the key differences between, like, you know, applying to a job on mobile versus laptop.
Ha! Interesting, right? So your attention span whilst you're using your phone is a lot shorter than when using your laptop.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah. No, it's just, as she was talking, just flashbacks, right, of me making a purchase, a high-ticket item purchase on my phone, and then you're wrought with guilt.
Yes.
Somehow, like, did I do it correctly? Did I see everything? The T's and C's, you know, was it, am I sure, right? Somehow that psychologically affects me if it's, and applying for a job is a big deal, right? So you just feel you need the laptop in front of you.
I agree.
The mobile feels more flimsy, right? It feels more like, you know, it's not as quote unquote like sturdy as the laptop.
Sturdy,
you know, okay. it's not as professional as the laptop. I mean, you don't want to be applying, but yeah.
No, you're right though. That's what it is. You know, there's a difference, like you said, and you said it feels flippant when you're doing it on a phone compared to what it is on a laptop.
Yeah, you don't want to be applying for a job like in the middle of two things, like, you know, and when you're waiting for your like movie to start, and then you're like, oh, okay, I think I could do this for like 2 years.
But I mean, I have a friend who does almost all of their work entirely from their mobile phone, and it drives me crazy. They're writing big long emails on their phone. They're doing all, and I'm like, how can you do that?
Yeah,
I cannot do that. I guess it's a generational thing too. Anyway, so I moved on, and then I said to him, okay, what's the percentage of job hunters that come in via your app compared to via the website? And this is what he had to say. This is really interesting.
Approximately half, I would say, you know, uses on our desktop version, and the other half uses us on mobile. But what we found very interesting was when it comes to actually applying for jobs, those that actually were actively using our mobile app versus, you know, the desktop, the website, they were applying to anything between 3 to 5 times more jobs than those sitting in front of the laptops. So that actually means that they're spending more time browsing jobs in total. And we believe what's actually happening is because, you know, if someone is applying to jobs on the desktop, you know, it might be like a long day, you know, they're tired from work, they come home, you know, they pull out their laptop, they sit in front of their computer, and maybe they have like 30 minutes, an hour to do it, and they don't do it that frequently. Whereas our users on mobile phone, anytime during the day when they have a couple of minutes, like you might be doing lunch, you know, it might be doing like a short break, or like maybe just hang out with friends, they can just pull out the phone and they can just start applying for jobs. So when you look at the mobile, you know, how the mobile app is built, you know, everything is one tap away. If they wanted to learn more about company, they don't have to, you know, fumble around on Google to go to look for this company's website. They can just click a button and they can go in, they can see photos of the business, they can watch videos of the people. Everything's so easy. And because of that, because it's so easy, you know, it generally makes people feel comfortable, safer to kind of just use the phone to look for a job rather than just like feeling so serious having to sit in front of a laptop to look for a job.
What do you think about that?
I think you're right. It's a generational thing. So
I'd like to call it the Tinder effect.
Yeah. You know? No, that's true. That's true. The Tinder effect.
Okay, so I don't understand this.
Really? Really? Okay, I don't either. I've never used Tinder. But what I mean
Tinder?
Is... Tinder? The idea of something being very quick, very accessible... What, you two giggling's if you don't know what we're talking about? Come on.
No, I mean this new app that you're talking about. It sounds you know, it's unfamiliar.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The idea that let's look at it as the Instagram effect then, if you like. You can scroll through your timeline, you can very quickly
you can swipe,
you can check your messages, all very, very quickly from within one interface, and you're not having to open multiple interfaces. And like he says, if you're sat down and your conversation has kind of slowed down a little bit, you just, you know, you pull out your phone and you just quickly, oh, look, that looks interesting, click, I'll apply for that.
Yeah. Even let's look around like this office. We have a big number of people who are like Gen Z or millennials and Gen Z, right? And how many people leave their laptops behind when they go home?
I'm serious.
Quite a few, actually.
It's just they just close your laptops and go home. So the only thing they have at home is a phone, because all you need is the phone. You don't really need to take your laptop home, because that's your work machine. You know, that's where you do your editing and researching and stuff. But when you leave the office, you just leave your laptop behind.
I cannot think of going home without my laptop.
I know.
Same.
Yeah. You know, back in the day when I was working for the MNC, there's a Kensington lock on that thing.
Yeah.
Anytime you move, the lock better be on.
Yeah. Right. I wrapped up, though, with one final question, of course, which is exactly what we wanted to know. What could employers do to optimize for mobile job applications? And this is what he had to say.
We see, like, when employers actually post jobs, advertise jobs, you see, like, different styles, you know, across the board. A few quick tips for employers that I think will find useful. Actually, this is relevant even whether you're mobile or on desktop, but even more important on mobile. First thing I would say is that you should probably simplify your job descriptions, right? Use simple language. Write it in such a way that someone, when they read it, you know, they can understand what you mean immediately, you know, and simplify it so that it fits on a small screen, right? Write something that's, you know, short. Don't be too lengthy. You're not writing a contract of employment, right? You're just writing something to describe to someone what this job is about. And the next thing is the style of writing, right? When you have to realize that when you're posting a job on a portal on your website, it's an ad. You're actually posting an advertisement. You're not actually like describing a job in the sense of like, you know, what they actually be doing. You have to write it in a way that is compelling, where when the job seeker looks at it, they'll say, oh, this is interesting. I mean, there's so many ways you can describe the same thing, but written in a way that is interesting for the job seeker. And you should really be thinking about selling the job. And last and definitely not least, I would also definitely recommend a lot of employers to start using media to kind of engage and capture the job seeker's attention. Because if you look at anyone that's out there on their mobile phone today when they're browsing, you think they're reading a book, right? They're not. You know, most of them are not reading a book. They're browsing social media. They're looking at photos and videos. True. And that's kind of what you need to kind of capture the attention of job seekers now.
There you go. Short and simple. Simplify it. Don't use big words.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to feel about that.
To the point.
To the point, yes. Mm-hmm. Right, we're going to wrap up this segment. We'll be back in just a few minutes, of course. Music coming up right now. But when we come back, you'll probably benefit from a weekly self-evaluation. All coming up here on Enterprise BizBite on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.